Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Preacher man, oh tell me, heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
And make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
Word up, as the kids would say. This is the playlist. That was Bob Marley, and this is Public Enemy.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Down.
metaphor and plain.
Give in, John Wayne.
Cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Alrighty.
I'm ready, I'm hyped cause I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say.
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Every last second there of Public Enemy's Fight the Power from Fear of a Black Planet. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. I am Darren. This is the playlist on labr.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for coming along. This week's theme is protest, which is why we've had the Wailers, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Get Up, Stand Up from Burning from 1973. People always forget that Bob Marley was like proper, socially conscious, socially aware. Most of his songs were about that. But you only ever remember Three Little Birds. And even that was kind of a socially conscious track. Anyway, that was suggested this week by Andre Louis, his debut on this show. So thanks very much for suggesting that, Andre. And also Swisslet. Popped in a plus one for that one. And the Public Enemy track there was suggested by Davey Bott, who sadly cannot listen live this evening as he has been seconded by the in-laws for a dinner. Terrible form, absolutely terrible form. I will be chiseling the rest of his name off of the monolith of champions. But thank you very much to all you other live Clives that are joining me here. And I'm going to play some more tracks. This one was suggested by White Wolf and is splendid. This is Culture Club, The War Song.
Thank you.
children too. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the street. Won't somebody help me?
Who could disagree with George's sentiment? That was Culture Club, the war song, suggested by White Wolf Gary, who is a live Clive for the first time this evening. Thank you very much for joining me, Clive. White Clive. So I am Darren. This is The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week for 2 hours of theme-based faffery and nonsense. This week's theme, as you're aware, is protest. I was going to do an election one. I penciled it in. I'm going to do election, and the songs are going to be, you know, vaguely politically based, or, you know. The only one I had on was specifically in the burgeoning playlist was I Want to Get Elected, which I'm pretty sure had Mr. Bean involved in it. But in the end, I was just... I'm too lefty for that, so I figured let's go against the grain a bit and do a protest 2 hours, and here we are. And I've had some incredible suggestions, and I'm going to say outright, I've had quite a lot of suggestions from people who haven't suggested before, so I am deeply grateful for the amount of people that are jumping on board the playlist and enjoying what I'm doing here. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for everybody who's tuning in for the first time. It's really, really good to have you along. I hope I don't disappoint. And the only way, surefire way to not disappoint is to shut up talking and play some more music. This is Gil Scott-Heron.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose.
The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. All right. That's it.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check, the junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
An absolutely splendid Gil Scott-Heron doubleheader there. That was, of course, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, followed by Whitey on the Moon. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised was suggested by a number of people, and unfortunately, I completely forgot to write down who. So if you suggested that, thank you very much. I'm pretty sure I already had it in the list, but I will always give credit to those who need it. And Whitey on the Moon was suggested by the Bread Monkey. Thank you very much for that one, Ben. This is the playlist, and tonight's theme is protest. Thank you very much if you're just logging in, if you're just joining us on the stream. I'm here for an hour and 40 minutes. I try not to do time checks because I'm quite aware that not everybody listening is in the UK. So, there's no point saying, I'm here until 10 o'clock, and you're like, what, you're on for 6 hours? Absolutely not. I've got to go to bed and get up in the morning. This is Anna Tijoux with Shock.
Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo al son de un solo coro. Marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro. Tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. 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 No países, solo corporaciones. ¿Quién tiene más, más, más acciones? Trozos gordos, poderosos. Decisiones por muy pocos. Constitución pinochetista. Derecho Pusdei, lindo fascista. Golpista disfrazado de un indulto elitista. Cae la gota, cae la bolsa. La toma, se toma la máquina rota. La
se raya, la calle no calle, de parte que está ella. Todo lo quitan, todo lo venden, todo se lucra, la vida, la muerte. Todo es negocio, poco tu tonto, semilla, pascuala, me todo se muere. Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo. Al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina de shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
A la calle, mapuches, estudiantes y docentes reclamando al gobierno una mejor educación.
Golpe a golpe, verso a verso, con las ganas y el aliento, con cenizas, con el fuego del presente, con recuerdo, con certeza y con desgarro, con el objetivo claro, con memoria y con la historia, el futuro es ahora. Todo este tubo de ensayo, todo este laboratorio que a diario, todo este fallo, todo este económico modelo condenado de dinosaurio. Todo se criminaliza, todo se justifica en la noticia, todo se quita, todo se pisa, todo se ficha y clasifica. Pero tu política y tu táctica, tu típica risa y ética, tu comunicado manipulado, ¿cuántos fueron los callados? Pago guanacos y lumas, pago guanacos y tunas, pago guanacos no suman, ¿cuántos fueron los que se robaron las fortunas? Monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo. Al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina de shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
That was Anna Tijoux with Shock, suggested by a metonym. So thank you very much for suggesting that one. I can always rely on a metonym to suggest things that aren't in English and thus require a little translation at times. Although, to be fair, they did send me also the link to the translation. The lyrics, a sample of the lyrics to that one were: to the sound of a single chorus, we will march with the tone, with the conviction that the thieving stops. Your state of control, your corrupt throne of gold, your politics and your wealth and your treasure, no. And I think we can all agree with Anna on this. Well, you know, if you're listening to the playlist, then you're clearly as woke as it gets. So thank you very much for joining me, comrades. I am Darren. This is the playlist. You are listening to labr.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me on this fine July day. This one is Heaven 17.
This fascist group telling evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look that funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist group thing.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need the fascist grouping.
History will repeat itself. Crisis point, we're near the hour. Counterforce will do no good. Hot US, I feel your power. Hitler proves that funky stuff. It's not for you and me, girl.
No, 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 no.
Europe's an unhappy land. They've had their fascist grouping.
Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist grouping. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist grouping.
Democrats are out of power. Across that blue wide ocean, Reagan's president-elect, fascist God in motion, generals tell him what to do. Stop your good time dancing, train their guns on me and you. Fascist gang advancing, sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population, grab that blue thing by the throat, throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your hands and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters.
How many tracks am I going to play tonight where I'm going to come out of it and say, and I think we can all agree with that, but I think we genuinely all can agree that we don't need this fascist groove thing. That was Heaven 17, and that one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer with a plus one from Tim B. So thank you very much for suggesting that and for the plus one there, Tim. Because it's a cracking tune. I've actually got somewhere in my archives a Heaven 17 recording that one for John Peel for a Peel session, and it's absolutely astonishing. I figured the album version was sufficient for this evening. This is the playlist, and thank you very much to all the live listeners out there, all the live Clives. There are a significant number of people, I think, listening tonight. So hello to Steve, first time live listener. Hello to Sharon, familiar face around here, we love Sharon, and Sheza T, she's got a suggestion coming up a little later on. In fact, she's got a suggestion coming up after the next one. Who else is listening live? Sod's Lawyer's listening live, Gary is listening, Emma, and I believe Emma and Jamie are both listening in. So your names, oh, and Alan Suttle, I believe, is listening. Piers Corley, more from him shortly. Thank you very much to everybody for listening in live. It's absolutely astonishing that you all take a couple of hours out of your Monday to listen to this nonsense. Your names will, of course, all be chiselled into the monolith of champions. Until you displease me, at that point, I will chisel them off. This, you may know this one.
The police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape. Showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. But a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jurors find you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out of my face.
I want justice.
Out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
And yet, I rap that one word for word verbatim at a karaoke night, and I'm the one that gets escorted off the premises. I mean, really, where is the equipment? No, that was NWA with, of course, Fuck the Police. Thank you very much to Selena for suggesting that one, because I think it says what it needs to say, and it says it quite stridently, I think you'll find. So fair play to those NWA lads, they might go far. This is The Playlist, I am Darren, thank you very much for joining me. Thank you in particular to Nikki, who's listening in live. She is the livest of Clives this evening. I forgot to mention her in the previous link. And well, there she is out there listening, and how could I do such a thing? Terrible of me. So yeah, as teased previously, I mean, I say teased, only Sheza would have been teased by it. This is Sheza's suggestion. This is The Cranberries, and it is astonishingly good.
gentlemen, this is
the playlist. Absolutely astonishing stuff there from The Levelers, taken from 1991's outstanding record, Leveling the Land. That was Battle of the Beanfield here on the playlist on labr.online. Lover Brother Radio, thank you very much for joining me this week. I am Darren, and this is, like I said, the playlist. That one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Thank you very much for that. It was a very, very good suggestion. I've got a couple of quieter, more contemplative, folkier tracks coming up. I'll play them back to back because they're both lovely. Just sort of sit back for the next 6 minutes or so and just chill out with something a little still angry. Don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of anger in these. There's still a lot of protest in these, but they're really lovely tracks. So just kick back and enjoy the sounds of these ones. This is Billy Bragg.
I was a miner. I was a docker. I was a railwayman between the wars.
I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat at the boundary between the wars. I paid the union, and as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. But they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. I kept the faith, and I kept voting not for the iron fist, but for the helping hand. For theirs is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. Theirs is a land of hope and glory. Mine is the green field and the factory floor. Theirs are the skies all dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars. Craftsman, bring me the draftsman, build me a path from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men, never to fight again. Bring up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the wars.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
A new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed.
Shipbuilding, we will be shipbuilding.
Robert Wyatt there, Shipbuilding. Absolutely astonishing track. I love that so much. I think I might have talked about it in these quarters before, but there's a show on Radio 4 called Soul Music, and they did an episode on Shipbuilding some years ago, and that was the first time I'd ever heard that song, and I've been hooked on it ever since. It's such a sublime piece of music. Actually, to quote Sod's lawyer, who messaged me on Mastodon, he used that word, a sublime song. That one was suggested by me because I wanted to play it. So thank you very much for enjoying it if you did. And if you didn't, then why are you listening to this show? I don't get it. Don't understand it. But no, the lyrics to that resonate quite a lot. You know, was it worth it? A winter coat and shoes for the wife. It's just beautiful. That lyric was written by Elvis Costello, actually. So there you go. A little fact there for you. Fact fans. Big fact fans. Right, this next track is a lovely piece. I actually meant to play it after the Billy Bragg, but then I realised that the Shipbuilding probably matches with Billy Bragg better. So I played it. This is a lovely piece by, of this parish, Piers Corley. He suggested that his own song would fit the bill, and you know what, he was right. So fair play to you, Piers. This is a great piece of music. It's called Child of the Library. Sit back and enjoy this one, people.
I'm a child of the library. It made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. The library's where I've made some friends I've known my whole life through. The Walkers and the Blacketts and the Pevensies, so true. Simp the Canine, Cannonball, Galadriel the Fair. The daughter of a pirate king and Paddington the Bear. I'm a child of the library, it made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. I've travelled south with Shackleton and all his gallant crew, and through the African interior that Mary Kingsley knew. I rode the trackless prairie where bison used to roam. I've flown around the universe, not half an hour from home. I'm a child of the library, it made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. And as I grew, the library fed my curiosity. All left for the asking and all of it for free. It's there I found stories I couldn't find at home. It's there I learned I was myself and not my father's clone. I'm a child of the library, it made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. So make friends with your library, don't let it fade away. Teach your kids the libraries where they go on Saturdays. Don't let the bastards tell you they will cost too much to save while they're shoveling your taxes down the hole that COVID made. I'm a child of the library, it made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. So make a stand for the library. Stand up while you can. Stand up for your freedom. Stand for your fellow man. Ignorance is never bliss. Don't close the library door, for the library lost is lost forevermore. I'm a child of the library. It made me who I am. It taught me about freedom and the fellowship of man. A sea of story waits for you behind the library door. Don't say we can't afford it anymore. For a library lost is lost forevermore.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!"
come your masters of war. You that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Responsible, mental welfare. Ooh, the
I love that so much. That's genuinely one of my favourite pieces of music ever recorded. It's just so good. It's got an incredible swing to it. It was Clutch, by the way, covering Fortunate Son, the Creedence Clearwater Revival track, which Hayley suggested. She suggested Fortunate Son, my beloved other half, suggested Fortunate Son, and I said, actually, that gives me a really good excuse to play the Clutch version that I love so much. And she didn't protest, so there you go. Enjoy. I hope that was fine. I love it so much. Thank you very much for enjoying it if you did. And if you didn't enjoy it, then just get out. Just leave. There's no point in you being here. Here, by the way, being the playlist on Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me on this week's adventure through the world of protest. I've got another hour of these airwaves, and I've got about 7 hours worth of music to play. Coming up in the next hour, actually, we're going to hear something from Bob Villain. We've heard from Bob Dylan. Next up, Bob Villain. Well, not next up, in a minute, Bob Villain. We've got some Edwin Starr, we've got some Dead Kennedys, we've got some Idols. Those who are paying attention to my Mastodon feed might know which track I'm playing. This one was suggested by Sottle, and this is the mighty, mighty Propagandy, the second best band from Winnipeg. This is Cop Just Out of Frame.
If I thought it would help, I would immolate myself. In full view of the camera, cruise my counterclaim. But as we all know, the only tale that would be told would be that it was me, not them, who was insane. Who the fuck do I think I am? Voting as if I know the first thing is sacrifice or selflessness. I'm a cop just out of frame. With the first sight of the flames, throws himself prostrate to the crowded rebel runs. An act so pure.
Propagandy, Cop Just Out of Frame. And okay, yeah, fine. Stop shouting. I'm gonna play it.
work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 I can run the control. Now you do what they told ya. I can run the control. Now you do what they told ya. I can run the control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you run the control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you run the control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you run the control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you run the control. And now you do what they told ya. Won't you die? Or justify? But wearing a bag, get your chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing a bag, they get chosen white. Those who died are justified, but wearing a bag, they get chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing a bag, they get chosen white. Come on.
De La Rocha there, channeling the spirit of a six-year-old who's been asked to eat his greens. Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name. There is no of in the name of that track. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. That was astonishingly good. That track never gets old. And as Beardy Foxy, Alan, has pointed out on Mastodon, it's a bit of a cheat playing Rage Against the Machine, because literally anything of theirs would fit the theme tonight. And that's fine by me, quite frankly. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. I'm here for another 48 minutes of, I'm not going to lie to you, quite a lot of anger tonight. The Bob Villain track coming up next is particularly angry. There's some Tricky, they're angry. Soft Play, they're angry. Idols, very angry. Actually, no, as Idols songs go, that one's actually quite positive, but it's really good. Dead Kennedys, very angry. That's all to come. This is Bob Villain.
Shouting back and forth, see how the claws come out, meow, ooh. And I'm here, three layers sat in the coldest seat. World outside is burning down, my flat still won't hold heat. When was it great? Someone lied again. Seems like price of life's on the rise again. Wait, someone lend me a five
then. Alright, alright, what will you win yourself tonight? Spin the wheel for the chance of a hot meal. Alright, alright, spin the wheel for a deal. You might win a hot meal. I can fill my cup, 'cause
their cup runneth over, and my cup ain't got enough. Listen, mate, it's rough, and I'm made of tougher stuff. So if I can't eat, I'm back on street. Poppy seed, no buttercup. I trained myself with these chemical concoctions. The kids aren't alright, we need a way to feed our offspring. My brethren's doing a stretch, cause he weren't taking what they're offering, but he was offering what they're taking. Judge found out, and he looked
alright, alright.
What will you win yourself tonight? Spin the wheel for the chance of a hot meal. Alright, alright. Spin the wheel for a deal. You might win a hot meal.
For the love of payment, the worst days of our lives will provide great entertainment. We'll all tune in, watch ourselves chase it. Go on, piggy. Go on, little piggy, piggy. For the love of payment, the worst days of our lives will provide great entertainment, but I won't tune in and watch us chase it. We're made for more, I say we take it. Alright, alright, what will you win yourself tonight? Spin the wheel for the chance of a hot meal. Alright, alright, spin the wheel for a deal. You might win a hot meal. Are more than your take-home pay, making barely enough to make it through the day. I know, I know, I know. You are more than your ability to earn. You are more than your future successes. You are here. You are now. Surely, your existence is testament to the successful lineage from which you arrive. Here, now. You are stronger than you think you are. You are loved. You are not alone. You are going through hell, but keep going. Be proud, be open, be loud, be hopeful, be healthy, be happy, be kind to yourself, be decisive, here, now. Do not live every day as if it is your last, live every day as if it is your first. Full of wonder and excitement as you wander along, excited, marveling at the possibilities of all that stands before you. Here, now.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
The government the other day opened it and read it. It said
Absolutely enormous thank you to Sod's lawyer for drawing that one to my attention. That was the Being Caught Stealing mix of Black Steel from Tricky's 1995 masterpiece Maxim K. And just incredible piece of music. And also thanks to Sod's lawyer and to Davey Boy in conjunction, because by Sod's lawyer suggesting that one, it meant that I could free up playing Public Enemy. Another Public Enemy track. And so, essentially, I got to play two Public Enemy tracks tonight. And isn't that good? Yes, yes it is. Very good indeed. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much to all the Live Clives out there. And thank you very much to all the Tardy Marvins who will be listening to this on the catch-up services, such as they are. I do appreciate the support, and I do appreciate everybody coming and joining in. There's a great chat cracking along on stream.labr.online. If you want to join in there, the Bread Monkey is in the chat there protesting about a number of different things. And we're all trying to hold him back, but we're failing miserably. Right, well, I've got some more tunes to play, so I'm going to play some more tunes. This one was suggested indeed by the Bread Monkey, and this one is Soft Play, formerly Slaves, and this is Punk's Dead.
Congratulations and good luck to a bit of soft playing. That's what I'm having, a bit of soft playing. Yes, please, baby.
Research. I want my money back, boys, for the t-shirts. Should've run it by me first. Is your back sore? I bet your knees hurt. Is this another publicity stunt? Thought you were rowdy, thought you were puns. What the fuck's with a new name anyway? Soft play, more lights off cunts. I don't like change. Buxton, pushing off daisies. Come and get a load of these PC babies.
Cherries on the world cake, but I still see you in your show.
Listen, guys, I don't mind you changing your name. But I understand the whole PC, whatever the fuck you shit. But your new name just sucks ass.
Especially what's name you've ever heard for a band.
Christ, that was good. And so is this. It's really funny how NoFX managed to squeeze so much emotion and story into a 2.5 minute song. If you didn't really pick up the themes of that one, go back and listen to it. It's the Irrationality of Rationality, taken from 2003's record The War on Errorism. It's probably one of their best albums. It's a solid slab of greatness from start to finish, well worth checking it out. But that track in particular is incredible. I love it so much. I am Darren, this is The Playlist, and thank you very much for listening. I keep saying that, but it's true. I am thankful that you're listening. So I've had quite a lot of angry songs, and there's a few angry songs to come, but this next one is a lot more positive. It's like a positive protest. So sit back for the next 3.5 minutes and enjoy this beautiful slice from Idols.
My blood brothers friends.
not really one of them soft lefties what you get these days. Yes, I am. I really am. But when that album first came out, that was Joy as an Act of Resistance from 2018. That was Idols, by the way, with Danny Nedelko. I listened to that song on a loop, and I swear, after he's done the, you know, the spelling section of the track, and it drops into it again, I swear it brought a lump to my throat. It's such an incredible piece of music. I love it so much. So yeah, that was Idols with Danny Nedelko. I'm reliably informed that their set at Glastonbury this year was very, very good. So I'm going to go and seek that out, because I've had a bit of a busy weekend, so I didn't get to watch any of the Glastonbury coverage, really. But I will seek that out, because they're always good quality at the Glastonbury. Anyway, that was an upbeat, optimistic protest song. This one is angry. I'm pretty sure I said a couple of weeks back, I played a song that had the F word in it, and I'm pretty sure that I said it, and then I said, do you know what, that's the first time I've sworn on air since, you know, I went to university in 2007 to 2010 and studied radio production. I've done a number of radio things since then, and that was the first time I'd ever sworn. And then tonight, I have played currently two songs with the F word in the title, and one coming up next. So that was Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks Fuck Off, and I think we can all agree on that one. God, I love the Dead Kennedys, such a great band. I do apologise if you're tuning in because you like the more mellow side of things. Unfortunately, I think protest does lend itself, unfortunately, not at all unfortunately, but protest songs do lend themselves to being incredibly angry about everything, and that's, you know, absolutely fair enough. So yeah, this is the last of the F-word songs for tonight. I mean, there'll be probably plenty more in the lyrics coming up, but this is the last of the ones with them in the title. This is Pennywise with Fuck Authority.
Mind and live by what you say. To
Pennywise with Fuck Authority. I've been told by the good people on the chat at stream.labr.online that it isn't swearing when you're quoting the name of a song. So there you go. My professional pride remains intact. That was Pennywise, taken from Land of the Free. Question mark is there. From 2001, cracking record. That was suggested by Sir Garbage Truck, who is a new listener and a new follower to me on Mastodon. So thank you very much for that one, Sir Garbage Truck. And ahead of that was Dead Kennedys with Nazi Punks Fuck Off. And that was suggested by Tim B. So thank you very much for that one, Tim. And I also forgot to say that the NoFX track was, well, The Homespun Days, at The Homespun Days on Mastodon, suggested anything from The War on Errorism. So I took the lead on that and chose that particular track. Right, we're going to bring the tempo down a bit. Well, maybe not the tempo, but we're going to bring the anger down slightly, or at least the volume slightly. This one was suggested by Thomas Rigby over on Mastodon, and... Well, it's a great piece of music, so enjoy. This is the Wolf Tones with Come Out Ye Black and Tans.
I was born on the Dublin street, where the Lyle drums the beat, and those loving English feet, they walked all over us. And every single night, when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell, when you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are the sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our leaders of 16 were executed? Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bow and arrows. How bravely you faced one with your 16-pounder gun, and you frightened them damn natives to the marrow. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Now the time is coming fast, and I think them days are here, when each English Shawnee and he'll run before us. And if there'll be a need, then our kids will say Godspeed, with the verse or two of singing this fine chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
The Wolf Tones with Come Out Ye Black and Tans, which I have to admit, being English, my knowledge of the Irish situation was very, very slender until the last few years, to be quite honest. I'm 43 now, and really all I've learned about what happened in Ireland over the last couple of hundred years, I've learned in the last like five. It's astonishing, really. It's not that astonishing, really, is it? But, you know, let's not stray too far into the politics. Anyway, the first time I was made aware of that particular piece of music was when Steve Coogan did it on the Alan Partridge, this time with Alan Partridge, while playing the character of an Irish farmer from Sligo. And if you haven't seen that clip, I posted it on Mastodon earlier. It has me in tears every time. I love it so much. So anyway, yeah, that was the Wolf Tones, Come Out You Black and Tans. That was suggested by Thomas Rigby, so thank you so much for that, Thomas. I wouldn't have thought of it otherwise. This one was suggested by Swisslet, sort of as an afterthought, really, to his other big post of suggestions. And, well, I think it fits this theme very perfectly tonight. This is obviously Marvin Gaye.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, pick it light. Picket signs, don't punish me, sister, with brutality, sister. Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on? Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
It really doesn't get much better than that, does it? That was Marvin Gaye, obviously. What's going on? Obviously. Just beautiful. 1971. Amazing song. I love it. Thank you very much, Swisslet, for suggesting that. Well, thank you very much to all of you. All of you live Clives out there. Got a good number of people in the chat room now, actually. at stream.labr.online. It's all going off in there, as the kids are saying. Not that I've got much time to keep up with it, because I'm too busy working on that. This isn't work. This is play. I love it. I've got time for a few more tracks tonight, so yeah, it's all good. A little bit of housekeeping. Next week's show is regrettably going to have to be a pre-record, so none of us will be Live Clives next week. Well, I mean, I won't be. I won't be a Live Clive on my own show. No, I have to go away for a couple of days, and I can't guarantee that the scenario I will find myself in on Monday evening will have the required combination of good internet and not being disturbed. So I can't guarantee that I won't open up the mic and have somebody shouting from the other side of the room. So I'm going to have to pre-record. Now, next week's theme is very much dependent on what happens here in the UK on Thursday. Well, Friday morning, I suppose it would be. What with our big general election coming up on Thursday. So it's either going to be 2 hours of super happy fun times or 2 hours of the most depressing music that I can find. We'll have some Leonard Cohen, we'll have some Cure, some early Tom Waits, some drinking music, shall we say. Anyway, let's continue the protest and worry about that later on. This is Edwin Starr. My research for this show, I discovered that track was originally written for the Temptations, but then they asked Edwin to do a take on it, and that ended up being the single. So there you go. I didn't know that. Every day's a school day here on the playlist. Right, I've got time for two more tracks, and I best shut up and play them, I suppose, because one of them is relatively long, and I want to get some of it in before I have to fade it out and go to back to the regular programming here on labr.online. This is Midnight Oil. Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, and that's about all I've got time for tonight here on the playlist. I thank you all for joining me. It's been spectacular. Next week's show will be whatever next week's show is, and it will still be enjoyable however it ends up panning out. I'm going to play you one last song, and then I'm going to go to bed. So thank you very much. I will catch you on the social medias, on the Mastodon, and back here next week in some form or another. That last one was suggested by Nikki Lear, by the way, so thank you, Nikki, for suggesting that. This one was suggested by the mighty Beardy Foxy. It's a touch noisier than the last couple of tracks, so enjoy, and I'll catch you next time.